Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. Couple things, BT, before we get back to the calls here. A couple of notes on our colleagues. Number one, and this is the exact issue that I have with people when they talk negatively about Aaron Rodgers. I just saw the Fan Instagram account post something that Gio said about Rodgers. Quote, he came in here and infected the franchise even worse than they were already infected. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just, I just don't think he gets it. Now, Gio's entitled to his opinion. Maybe he doesn't like Rodgers, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And he's had the opportunity to interview him a couple of times. That's fine. I think the exact opposite. I think Rodgers tried to do everything in his power to lift this otherwise pathetic losing franchise up and is an asset to the franchise, but they were so bad that they brought him down to a certain extent, and also he was limited to what he could actually do because of the injury in year one and then, you know, being the age that he is.
That's where I reside as well. And that came across to me in the documentary. I think he really tried to elevate, but it didn't work out. You know, you can't lead when you're on the sidelines. I know that he, and this was actually pretty poignant. I like this, man. I imagine myself up there remember when he came back to visit the team and it was the first time he was in the facility before the Chiefs game?
It was bizarre to see behind the scenes because we talked about it in real time every day.
Yeah, like, what was he doing?
Yeah,
what
and
was
we got to doing? See it.
And it, you know, dropping F-bombs, and you could just tell, like, he was broken that he couldn't be out there with his guys. And I just thought it was such a genuinely transparent look into his competitive soul and, you know, how he wanted to be there for his football brothers. And, you know, if you think that that's an act, I don't know what to tell you, man. But no, and I didn't hear the segment with Gio about that. I'm sure there was some other things he said. Maybe we missed some context, whatever.
Yeah, you know, get snipped on social media.
Yeah, you know how it is. But yeah. I think that he was supposed to be the antidote to rid the Jets of their infection. He didn't further infect them. He just couldn't save them.
Now, more importantly, another colleague.
Yes.
The Boomer special. Did you see that? Boomer and Gunner show.
Yeah.
I forget what the exact name of it was called. But ESPN did a special on it. They talked about it this morning as well. They previewed it. I happened to get a chance to watch that over the course of the vacation. I'll say this, and we joke around and bust each other's chops all the time. I don't even want to do that anymore to Boomer, and we will in good fun, but like Joe Montana has nothing on Boomer. And we would joke around and be like, oh, Boomer has the same amount of rings as I do. Dude, what Boomer has done, not only for his son Gunner, but for cystic fibrosis in general and saving lives and helping make lives better, I don't think it gets enough attention. I knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, I broke down, man, during that. If you watch that show and don't cry, mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you. I don't think you're human. When Gunner announced, you know, at his wedding that his wife was pregnant, like, how could you not tear? Even seeing Boomer cry, like, that was so touching. As a matter of fact, I'm going to watch it again with my wife.
So
she wants to see it.
So am I.
Yeah, so there you go.
On the
same page. I didn't wait for the first time I wanted to see it, but it was so good. I'm like, you got to see this. Yeah. She didn't want to watch it, so I'm going to watch it again. But my God, man, Boomer, that is some kind of special person.
His, you know, MVP is secondary to what he's done in life, if you really think about it. It's not even close. He has done saintly work. And that's not hyperbolic. Like, he has saved people other than his son. It's amazing. We talked about it a little bit at dinner. It came up. I definitely watched it. I sent Boomer a text after it. I don't need to share. I don't need to share publicly what I wrote, but it was from the heart, man to man, dad to dad. I told you what I wrote, and I told Hoff what I wrote. He is just... Boomer's amazing, and Gunner's amazing. And I saw Boomer this morning. I hadn't seen him, you know, since before the holidays. Yep. I'm like, what's up, brother? We're talking a little bit. And he said, hey, thanks again. For, even though he got back to me when I texted him, he said, thanks again for the text. It meant a lot. We were talking about, you know, some small talk, whatever.
Damn.
Yeah, you got to get on his good side,
yeah,
man.
Well,
no, I'm just teasing.
Yeah, yeah.
And, and he said, listen, he's like, it was really important for me to, it's no longer my story. Like, I've done what I've done. It's Gunner's story. It, dude, it was so deep and so emotional. And and I asked him, I said, was, like, I knew it was bad at certain points, like I think most people would, because cystic fibrosis is so so physically debilitating now, the advancements, thank God. But, like, when he was at Boston College, he was withering away. He was, like, 130 pounds. It was just incredible what they both done. And his wife and the entire foundation, it is beyond description.
How about even the stuff, though, when Boomer, at the peak of his playing days, you know, with his son, a baby, and going through, like, the padding on the back, all those different things.
Yeah,
like, his life changed. Yeah. Here you are, star NFL quarterback, MVP, and I don't know the exact timeline. I know 1993 is when he said he found out, right, when he came to the Jets?
Sounds right. Yeah, 93,
okay,
I believe,
so,
was.
So whatever, but he's been in the Super Bowl, MVP, all those different things.
Yeah.
And you have a child, and then you find out that, and your life changes in an instant. And the work that it's God's work, man, that he's done since he found out. And the steps and that they've taken, the money that has been donated, and the fact that they found, I don't want to say a cure, but a drug that significantly helps here. I was blown away by it.
I knew
about it, and I knew the foundation. I knew a lot of the work. I don't think it gets enough pub, and I don't think Boomer, and I know he probably doesn't want it.
No, he definitely doesn't.
But I don't think he's getting enough credit for what him and the foundation and Frank DeFord before him.
Amen, Frank. I'm happy you brought him up. Yeah.
Like, it is remarkable. Like, I don't care what they do on the field, and that's why I say Joe Montana has nothing on him. Because those guys, maybe they want on the field. They do not do what Boomer has done. I mean,
I don't know anybody.
Yeah,
forget about quarterbacks.
That's what I'm
saying. I don't think Michael Jordan. Think of what Michael Jordan. You know, he didn't even want to get into the politics back in the day, which I have no issue with. But, and I know he's donated money, but no, you can make the case that I don't even think you have to really work hard to do this. I mean, Boomer's place in life is forever cemented, and what he's done is much more important off the field than going, you know, 80 yards with a .113 to go against whomever to win a game in whatever year you want to pick. It's just you know. And listen, there's a lot as parents, you know, you might confide with close friends and certainly relatives. There's a lot of parents who go through a lot of things that we don't all know about.
Yes.
Of course, now maybe not to the degree of cystic fibrosis, thank God, but I mean, there are, whether it's a learning disorder, whatever it might be, it could be something as simple as a little tiny, teeny speech impediment that you've got to get a little extra help for. Just math doesn't click, whatever it is. But to then see a young Boomer, this is where the visual really hit me. See it, and we're both dads, and your daughter's a little bit younger than mine, but mine is still kind of youngish, 8 and 9. To see Boomer, you know, at his most, you know, physical, virile state, still a young dude in the NFL, patting his son's lungs to clear the liquids and just to
going through that process every day.
Amazing. And you know, it was whatever Boomer did, you know, his wife did more probably because Boomer wasn't around all because he was playing and practicing.
It is a must watch. It's on ESPN. It's called The Second Wind, the Boomer and Gunner special. Jeremy Schapp hosted it. Must watch. Like we said, we're going to be watching it again. So I got to text him. I probably should have, but I figured we'd talk about it on the air. Maybe I'd see him here and say something to him, but it is, he was a remarkable human. So much so that I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should do that damn bike tour. The Gio's like, oh, don't do the bike thing. I know you did
Gio
that.
Gio said, don't do it?
No, well, he said years ago.
I invited you a couple of years ago to do it.
I said no.
You said no.
You did it, and then you didn't want to do it again.
Well, I did it because I got hurt.
Any little way to help, like.
What else is new?
Yeah, like, think about that. We're being pains in the neck about.
But when you think about, you say, all right, so is that a commitment? Did you just commit on the air to 45 miles? It ain't easy.
I know it's not easy.
Did he just commit? Sounds like he committed.
Hey, I'll tell
He's
you this.
In.
I will say this. Anything Boomer, whatever little bit that I could help and do my part, I would do for him because that's how much I look up to him after watching
I love Boomer Sison. I know that sounds
and
like. That's gonna,
no,
I love Boomer. That's going to be a drop.
You've been kissing his ass forever.
No, I respect him.
Yeah.
I'll kiss anybody's ass. I love him. I respect him. Hey, by the way, Sal, when you said we were going to get into some colleague stuff, I thought we were going to have the discussion. We got a little FIFA on the pit. Who the hell is going into our office and stealing baseball cards?
Yeah, I know. Well,
what's going on here?
I don't think it's Boomer. Well, it's not only baseball cards. The football cards you got back there, those packs are light.
What are they? helping Santa out? Like, somebody going in there and stashing them away for the holidays?
And it's like blatant.
Yeah.
It's blatant steals, too, because I bought the boxes of cards, and now you could see the bottom of the box. Like, I purposely, I thought they were a little light, and I'm like, And then I noticed you could see the bottom of it. Somebody is swiping our cards for the Pull Your Card with BT and Sal game.
Is there
why
a chance?
We're going to have left to play with Aaron Boone if this keeps up.
Is it possibly Huff?
No, it's not a.
You sure?
You're not taking any. Right?
I'm not taking them.
And even if you did, like,
I'll tell you.
By the way, I don't care if anybody wants them, but maybe you ask first before you just start swiping these things.
What's next? The Dwight Gooden poster? You can rip that down from the wall.
I have to start nailing stuff down here. And it wasn't even on vacation. It was before vacation, but it got a lot lighter after vacation as well. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We've been talking a lot of Jets. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Eric is in Rivervale, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
BT, Sal, how we doing, boys?
Good. What's up?
What's happening, buddy?
Happy New Year to you guys. Welcome back.
Thank
good to
you,
have
dude.
You back.
Thank you.
And being you are, BT, I had to call and talk about the Jets here. I loved what you guys were talking about as far as Aaron Rodgers, because I'm completely on the same page. I do not have nearly the negative vibes towards Aaron Rodgers that many do. I think, you know, he comes with a level of authenticity, and there's just a genuineness to him that love him or hate him. He is who he is. So I've always kind of respected and appreciated that. And for the Jets, I think, you know, yeah, bringing him back, I don't really see another alternative. I think it makes the most sense for him to kind of, you know, overshadow whoever the next coming is going to be. But the question really remains, like, who is going to be our head coach? And I know Vrabel is the tip of the spear right now, but I know Vrabel is probably, you know, one or 1A right now. I mean, Ron Rivera, that's just checking the box.
No, really. It better not be Rivera. It's not going to be.
My question for you, BT, if it's not Vrabel, which, you know, I don't know if I believe the story that came out a few days ago, you know, about it being, you know, the Jets are really just kind of a bait for the Patriots or anybody else. Maybe that's true, maybe it isn't. But if it's not Vrabel, I mean, it's got to be Brian Flores or an Aaron Glenn. I mean, I actually would love Aaron Glenn, but I think he's probably going to get poached somewhere else.
Why Aaron Glenn?
I mean, I think he's obviously done some really good things, you know, in Detroit, but obviously the fact that he's a Jet.
That's great. That's great. He's a Jet. So was Rex Ryan, and thank you for the call, Eric. Appreciate you taking the time. Don't you want somebody with experience?
I think they need it this point.
Oh, my God. Like,
come on, man.
All due respect to Aaron Glenn, and maybe he's going to be a great head coach somewhere else.
I like Glenn more than you, but I can't roll the dice here. I just can't.
Yeah, it's not that I don't like him. The Jets need a proven head coach.
Unless they had an absolute, and again, that's what I want as well, but if you went proven general manager route and then Aaron Glenn. Again, it's not a home run, but I'd be okay with it. Like, remember, when this came out, when I gave you my list about a month or so ago, Aaron Glenn was third on my list. I don't want Rex. Rex is who I don't want.
Right.
I don't want Rex. Like, number one is Mike Vrabel. Never. I don't think they're going to get him. I don't. I want him.
Why? You think he's going to have too many other options?
I think he's at the top of everybody's list. If Mayo gets fired from New England, I guarantee Kraft is going to get him. So as much as I want Vrabel, I have never once deviated from that. I don't think Vrabel's going to be the Jets coach.
Year one? Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be the coach.
So he would be your number one. I still
and I'd be okay with Flores and Gruden, and then I think Glenn's on the list for me too. I know he's on the list for me. Like, those are the four. Like, you're not getting Ben Johnson. You're not going to have the quarterback to entice Ben Johnson. You can't run the risk of having an OC. You know, you need an adult. And at least I know that Aaron Glenn's an adult.
Yeah, I guess Patrick. I just would not. I want an experienced head coach for the Jets. Patrick is in Melville. What's up, Patrick?
Hey guys, how you doing? Happy New Year to you both.
You too.
Good talking to you. So, listen, I just wanted to, I know about just kind of getting back to the Giants, and I know that, you know, as players, obviously the players can't root the tank, but as a fan, I mean, this happened last year with those meaningless Danny, Tommy DeVito wins, I mean, that we literally could have had Jaden Daniels, and look what Jaden Daniels did to the Washington Redskins. That was a franchise that was, like, projected to have, like, four wins, and look at them, they're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, but it's not end of story, Patrick, because there's a lot more that goes into it. They had new owner, they hired a new head coach, they got a new offensive coordinator, they have weapons, they had a foundation that was built, and thank you for the call. And also, last year was a little different circumstance, BT, is what the Giants started winning some games last year before the very end. Like, yeah, the season was over, but it wasn't like this, where they had, you know, two games to go, and they were in possession of the top pick. and then cost themselves that by winning a game.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about literally with the Giants this year. That was not the case a year ago where they were starting to win some games a little bit before that.
Yeah, and even as they started to win some games last year, which ultimately proved meaningless here, there's no carryover in the NFL. If you think that there is, it's just not. It sounds good, it sounds cute, but it doesn't work.
No, but I do think it showed something about Dable being able to right the ship.
That's where I was going. Like, at least there was carryover from, okay, the year before we won a road playoff game, so that was a great start for our rookie coach. This year, we've got every reason to pack up shop and go 2-15, and we didn't, so we squeezed out a couple, which I think emboldened Giant fans further that they've got the right guy.
Right.
That's what I mean.
And then this year went off the rails. That's why if people ask, well, hey, with Dable, what do you believe in? Well, first year playoffs, and last year with all the injuries, the bad quarterback situation, they were able to right the ship and avoid total embarrassment. This year, they got the total embarrassment. So that's why in year three, it's a big negative. With
hey, I have a question here, by the way. It's 11:41. Yeah. It's the first show of the new year. Mm-hmm. When are we going to start talking about the team that matters? When are we getting to the Knicks, man?
Oh, I thought
Knicks have won 9 straight, dude.
I thought you were talking about the Mets. I'm sorry.
The Mets.
The team that matters, you said.
The Mets?
Mm-hmm. The one. Oh! Soto-led Mets.
Did you? I know you saw this. And to your credit, hold on, I got to put, you did not send me this.
What?
All right, but I would have laughed if you did.
What, the judge dropping the...
Oh, did you see this, dude?
Yeah, man, that was everywhere.
I mean, I know, but when did you see it? I got it like 5 days ago.
I heard the jokes before New Year's.
So, I get this text from my buddy. Hey, he says, and it starts so seriously, too, my buddy in town. He goes, hey, I know it's hard to get out of the house with the little kids on New Year's Eve. And I'm like, oh, what's he trying to do here? I'm looking to meet up and have a beer. So, if you're looking for something to do at home tonight, and then he's got a screenshot of Judge dropping the pop-up in Game 5 of the World Series. And it says, if you start watching the World Series Game 5 at 10:26:44 tonight, you can watch the ball drop in New York right at midnight. I didn't respond to him. That was 5 days ago. I didn't respond to him. I didn't even write back to him. He knows.
Even I wouldn't do that. I mean, that's just nasty.
That is nasty. That is straight up filthy right
there. I actually feel bad for Judge.
It's aggressive.
By the way, there is something else that I watched that plays into Judge and the postseason. I want to get to that. I think you've seen it already, but we can discuss that maybe when we come back.